Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and we're doing another Radio Fish, and we got Captain Matt Hagg on the line. What's going on today, Matt?
I'm idling in the marina now between trips. Just got done tarpon fishing this morning. The bite was awesome at daybreak. Slowed down for about 3 hours, and then it turned out good for a couple hours, and now we're headed in.
All right. How many to the boat?
Four.
Well, that's not a bad day.
No. We missed our early bite. We heard the numbers that were done at daybreak. I lost my keys, and I was being an hour late. I couldn't find my keys this morning to leave the house.
Are we related?
That kind of hosed us. The greatest, hardest break, I found them in my boat.
You sure we're not related somehow, huh?
No, I tell you.
You might be my brother from another mother, because that sounds exactly like the way things have been going for me lately.
You know, when you walk through the house and you look in the same 20 spots 20 times and they're still not there?
Yep.
Yeah, that was my morning. Yesterday's bite was phenomenal. I jumped 13 fish on my morning trip yesterday. Downside, had to break off most of those fish due to sharks.
I've heard
a bunch of big hammers.
I've heard the sharks are getting mad, but the big hammers are moving in. I was just talking to somebody about bull sharks surrounding the tarpon up on the hill.
Oh, they were crazy yesterday. Now, the funny thing is, I did not see a single fish eat by a shark today. Not one.
Wow.
Not a single. Never had a run, never had a... Oh, I'm sorry. That's a lie. Danny had a fish... I'm sorry, Danny had a fish get chased by a bull, but it didn't get it. So I did see one.
So, well...
That was it.
That's a pretty good day for around here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, how's the weather? Any expectations about the fishing?
Yeah, fishing's going to be great. The bite this afternoon is going to be off the hook. I'm actually going home. I'm going to miss it. The bite yesterday afternoon, the average boat had 10 to 12 hookups. Pretty much if you got a crab in the school, it got crushed.
Gotcha.
Today I had a real slow bite. Like, those fish ate really good last night. They ate right at daybreak, the end of the night, and then they went to sleep. I mean, we sat on pod, big giant pod, deep, you know, just looking at color, not rolling fish. And you'd see a fish get hooked every great now and then. And here, about when we were done, the last 3 hours, it we're pretty much consistently tight. But I didn't see a lot of fish jump. Daniel Latham, Brian Ball, me. Gosh, out of all the boats, I think those are the only boats I've seen with fish on.
Yeah, but as we all know, it's better to be lucky than good sometimes. You know,
yes, sir.
Get out there and you do the best you can. But when I was doing it, if you're literally, you 10 feet off, might as well be 5 miles away.
That's it. A lot of guys just don't see what they're doing, you know. Big thing on those tarpon is, you know, pay attention. If you don't know what you're doing, take a day and just watch. Don't get up there and try to get in the mix and think just because you can throw a bait in the school that they eat. They eat on one or two spots on a giant school of tarpon. They don't eat in the whole school. And most guys will get out there and just throw, and... sometime during the day, all the fish are going to decide to eat for about an hour, so they catch one, and they think they were doing right. But then you look over, and you got the Danny Lathams, Rhett Morrises, Corey McGuire's, Bobby Goodwin, Jamie Goodwin, Jeff Hagerman, and all of us are hooked up continuously, you know, all day. And I think if these guys would just slow down, even other guides, you know, slow down and pay attention.
Fishing, charter boat captain, slow down, pay attention. Sorry, none of that's making sense.
Check their egos in at the door and understand that tarpon fishing isn't flats fishing.
Okay. So, what's your prediction for the weekend? What's going to happen?
I think it's going to be a busy weekend because the weather's going to be pretty. That's going to suck for the numbers of boats. I think the fish are going to chew. I think we'll stay on a good, steady bite as long as these fronts stay off of us a little bit, you know, keep the wind down.
Now, I'm hearing more and more more about tarpon going nose into the wind. East wind, they move into the harbor. West wind, they move out into the Gulf.
Yeah, I hope everybody listens to that and doesn't really pay attention to what really happened.
Okay, well, I'm just relaying information. I'm much less fishing than computer Frank right now. I've been sitting by the desk talking to you guys about it, so that's all good for me.
Yeah, those fish, you know what, on a good tide, afternoon tide, with that sun going down, not a hill tide, a normal tide, they put the sun to their back. Pay attention. I'd like people to actually pay attention to that. Well, that sun's coming up in the morning, you know, that sun's at their back. And then afternoon, and that hill tide, and not the hill tide, not a hill tide. A hill tide, they're going to fall, they're going to get in the pass, they're going to eat crabs.
Right.
But when that west wind kicks up and that sun's straight up, they start moving around, and when that sun starts going down, their heads are facing east with that sun at their back. They can't see into the sun either.
Well, that's true. I mean, fish don't have ears. And without ears, how do you wear sunglasses?
Yeah, you know. it's gonna. I think we'll have a good weekend. I think the fish is gonna start to stay pretty consistent until we get on some dead tides. I think everybody will have a good time. They just pay attention, slow down, and you know, if we could get people to maybe spell the word ethics, you know, I think everybody will be better.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you said you were idling in the marina. How far before the dock you crash into the dock?
I am within 50 feet.
Okay, I figured, you know, I was trying to judge the time from what I talked to you heading into the marina. I know about how long it takes to get in there, so I guess I'll let you go, and I appreciate the reports. Any best bets for tomorrow? Where should someone be for that big hookup?
You know what? Anywhere within sight of the beach. People were catching them on the beach today. People were catching them in the past today. People were catching them on the hill and the sound. These fish, this water finally cleaned up after all this wind, and fish are hungry.
Cool. Well, I sure appreciate it.
And everything is on 65-pound braid, 60-pound leader, 7-0 Mewtwo's, and all crabs today.
Man, I appreciate that very much. It's Captain Mac Hague on the line, and he's taking a break and in between his charters. And thank you so much for the report, Matt. Fish and Frank in the chair, Matt Hague on the phone. Well, Captain, you have a great day and best of luck this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. You too, Frank.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.